want to.
One thing that I don't do on this show is celebrity gossip. I don't care enough about famous people's lives to tell you where they took a dump last week. It's just not on my forte of things to care about. But this I have to care about, because this shows how a movement that started with good intentions spirals completely out of control and becomes toxic. People get overexcited about things. They get way too excited about things that they're passionate about, and they become destructive. They become toxic, and they will destroy somebody's life. And this is a perfect case of that. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. This, for the people that know what's going on here, this is a classic case of a movement being taken too seriously and becoming completely toxic. Now, I don't think anybody will deny that there are plenty of examples of women complaining about abuse and it not being taken seriously. You know, despite our sexual harassment policies and laws that we have in this country about the workplace and everywhere else, there's still a problem. And so this movement arose to address that, not just on a corporate level, but across the board. Politicians who just cross the line constantly because they're politicians. You can't touch me. I'm a politician. Well, as it turns out, yes, we can. And you are not immune. This is why I hear people talk about the Great Reset. And I'm like, really? You want to let these people have a completely unchecked power grab? You must be insane. Johnny Depp was with Amber Heard. He was married to her. And she did things like stealing his methadone when he was trying to get clean. She crapped on his bed. She beat him. At one point, he had to go to the hospital and have a finger reattached, I believe. She was just completely out of control. There's ample video evidence. There's ample photographic evidence. There's witnesses. You would think in a normal society, this would be what you would call an open and shut case. But no. The Sun, which may be the world's biggest rag. By the way, you read The Sun and think that it has some credibility. Shame on you. Well, they early on took Johnny Depp's side, and now the guy can't get a fair trial because the almighty newspaper, one that constantly gets discredited about everything else, but this issue, we're going to, they know something. This is a tabloid, people. I'm not talking about, you know, New York Post tabloid. I'm talking about pick it up at the front counter of the grocery store to find out where Bat Boy is. It's that kind of tabloid. It took Amber Heard's side. It said that, oh my gosh, she's an abuse victim. Johnny Depp beating the crap out of her. Complete lie. Complete and total lie. In fact, it was the exact opposite. Now, I dated a sociopath with classic narcissism disorder. And Amber Heard has all the earmarks. Okay? Probably understands what emotions are, experiences none of them. And now she's practically giddy over the idea that she can single-handedly take down this man's entire movie and acting career. All right, we watched Fantastic Beasts get cratered over it. They're going to do another one, but people aren't going to go to see it. They're not going to go see it. J.K. Rowling should be ashamed of herself for listening to The Sun. All right, The Sun is garbage. We, you know, they put out a political op-ed during an election season. Everybody says, oh, you can't listen to them. I mean, they're a tabloid. But this, they said something. So now even a judge toes the line. A judge, by the way, who probably has some sort of in with Amber Heard. And Johnny Depp appealed, and it was denied. Where's the friggin' justice? I get it. Me too. You got to take women's claims seriously. But you don't think there's going to be a few women out there that are going to lie because they get a power trip from it? Oh, absolutely that's going to happen. And so here's Johnny Depp. He has lost the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. He has lost the Fantastic Beasts franchise. And it's all based on one newspaper. Well, you know, the judge found him guilty and then denied his appeal, so Warner Brothers had to cut him. Warner Brothers could have used a little freaking common sense and said, you know what? We're going to stand with him because they have the power. They literally have the power. They could collect all the evidence that vindicates Johnny Depp and do something with it. Instead, they cut him off. This is why I don't pay $12 to see anything. I am not saying Me Too does not have a place in our culture, considering the amount of abusive a-hole males out there that just cannot understand that women are pretty to look at. That doesn't mean you get to cross the line. I get it. But just like anything else, there is something that can occur that creates a toxic side. Amber Heard is garbage. Folks, she is absolute trash. Millions of people, over a million people, signed a petition to have the plug pulled on her being in the second edition of Aquaman. And what happens? Nothing. It's ignored. It's ignored because, you know, it's just a million people. Screw them. You know that's the attitude. Hollywood doesn't give a damn. And Amber Heard, oh, they were all bots that signed the petition. Hi, Amber. I'm Vince. I signed the petition because I've dated somebody like you. And believe me, the only place you belong is an asylum. You need help. You need psychiatric care. You need not to be in society where you can hurt other people. Which, by the way, there is also evidence showing that she's abused other people. How much evidence do you want, judge? I think it's time for you to turn in your robe and go play Parcheesi because you obviously suck as a judge. Where's Harry Anderson when you need him, for the love of Pete? This makes me so angry because if this would have happened to me and my ex, I would have been absolutely mortified. How can they take her side? They know something's wrong. Elevator goes to the top floor, but then it shoots right out of the ceiling. I mean, this is not normal behavior. And to say that we're going to blindly believe her because of hashtag Me Too, or because that maybe that wasn't even brought up, I don't know, but it's in the background. It's in the background. It's part of our narrative. Oh, female accused a male of doing something. We need to take it seriously. Even if she's lying, we got to take her side because that's just the way. That's just stupid. Destroy a man's career. Arguably, one of the greatest actors of our time. And we're going to crater his career over false accusations when we have ample proof to the contrary because hashtag Me Too. You have to find a happy medium. The hashtag movement has clout. But don't just let anybody run roughshod over somebody else over a hashtag, over a movement started by some people that were really trying to get justice. Because you know what happens? Eventually, it comes out that Johnny, in fact, is innocent. And this movement has become toxic and now we can't trust it anymore. And so what happens to the women that were using it to get deserved justice? Well, they got to start over. Back to the drawing board. The hashtag has been bastardized because people are too eager to be a hero. And when it comes to men and women, some men, abuse women. Some men do everything in their power to please women, hoping they'll get a piece of action, if you know what I'm saying. You don't think I know that's what's going on? They have a name for that. I can't remember. I think it's called simp. It's called simp. And I don't know what it means, but it has something to do with guys that just like completely brown nose women hoping for just a little piece of action. They're not going to get any, but they keep trying. And that's what this judge did. That's what the son did. Ooh, attractive female. Maybe we'll get some action. This is how guys are. We're either abusive jerks or we try to look for any opening to try to get that date or something more physical. And it plays out. And so we see something like Me Too and we're like, oh, I'll be the good guy and then I'll get some action. Yeah. Now, not all guys are like one or the other, but there are a segment of guys that are one or the other. You understand what I'm saying? So there's guys, they're both trying to do the same thing. They're both trying to get some action. Some guys drug people. Other guys brown nose. Those are the two avenues that are usually taken. And then there's the player who's just so good looking, it's disgusting. And you're like, you know what? You need to be knocked down a few pegs. I think I'll smash you in the face with a shovel. Yeah, I'll go to jail. But after you have corrective surgery to fix your broken face, you'll find it a little bit harder to, manipulate women. And you'll have to actually get by on the merits of your personality, which I'm sorry to say is non-existent. I don't know. I'm a podcaster, folks. I don't know. I can't do anything for Johnny Depp. I can't. Okay? This guy has got millions. He's got access to the best attorneys on the planet. And I believe in the end he will be vindicated. And I hope to God we remember who was on his side and who threw him out to the freaking crows. Because the people that threw him to the crows, we should not let them back in society.
A new dimension in sound. A new dimension in sound. Wild Jew.